Growing Bioplastics. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This has been a great experience. This is one of the best opportunities that we've had to come out and talk about what we're trying to do as a company in front of an audience that we're actually trying to help.
Knoxville-based startup company Grow Bioplastics were part of the American Farm Bureau's Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge this year. And while they didn't win the overall competition, founders Tony Bova and Jeff Spiegel say it was a great opportunity to be in front of farmers that will someday hopefully be buying their product.
Done a number of pitch competitions before, and participating in the Farm Bureau one has really brought us to the people that we really need to be talking to, and we're super grateful for that opportunity.
And having farmers come up to us and telling us that they want to use our product, that they really believe in what we're doing, has been just really validating for what we're doing.
Now, once the product is ready, Grow Bioplastics will be offering farmers, greenhouse and nursery managers, and home gardeners a range of renewable, biodegradable products that eliminate oil-based plastics from their growing operations.
And we have a bigger vision for this company, so when every time someone thinks about plastics and how they use plastics in their daily life, our company greatly affects their lives every day, so we have opportunity to make a huge impact in agriculture and beyond.
Grow Bioplastics has received a lot of interest in their product and are hopeful to get several real farm tests underway this year.
We're wrapping up some final business things and are going to be starting 2017 to work on production of our plastic materials, and then getting some pilot materials out to farmers around the country, have them start testing it.
Now, being one of the four finalists, Grow Bioplastics was awarded a $15,000 prize. Vertical Harvest Hydroponics of Anchorage, Alaska, was the overall winner of the Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. And you can find out much more at StrongRuralAmerica.com. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.